This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. Texas Governor Greg Abbott cut criminal justice grants to Travis County last month. They total $1.8 million a year. And Governor Abbott took that measure to punish the county after Travis County Sheriff Sally Hernandez adopted a new policy of limited cooperation with federal immigration authorities. Hernandez said she would only turn over suspected undocumented immigrants otherwise cleared for release if they were charged with murder, aggravated sexual assault, or human trafficking. And Hernandez has also said she will consider cases in which the elderly or children were abused. So that $1.8 million, it funded several programs unrelated to immigration, and one of them is called Parenting in Recovery. Brandi Grissom is the Austin Bureau Chief for the Dallas Morning News, and she looked into what that program actually does. Hi, Brandi.
Hi, Nathan.
So what is the Parenting in Recovery program?
The Parenting in Recovery program is a family drug treatment court in Travis County that allows parents to stay with their children while they go through rehabilitative programs and keeps the kids from having to go into foster care while their parents get well and are treated for mental health problems, go through rehab, get housing, and those kinds of things. And the whole idea of the program is really to make sure that it keeps families together and keeps kids out of the state's foster care system, which has been sort of riddled with problems over the last several years.
How many kids has it kept out of the foster care system?
Well, since the program started in 2008, more than 308 children have been kept out of the state's foster care system because of the program in Travis County.
Of the $1.8 million in grants, how much does this Parenting and Recovery program cost?
The governor took $145,000 from the Parenting in Recovery program. That money went to pay for drug testing for parents who are in the program to ensure they're staying clean while they're going through the court process. And it also paid for a court coordinator, basically the person who runs the day-to-day operations of the program.
Could the loss of that grant funding jeopardize the program and perhaps result in more kids going into the foster care system?
Well, I spoke with Assistant Judge Aurora Martinez-Jones, who oversees the court program, and she says she's uncertain about the future of the program now because they're not sure where they're going to find the funds to make up for what the governor cut. So they're not sure how they're going to find money to do the drug testing or to pay for the court coordinator who runs the day-to-day process. So she said she's worried about the future of the program because of these cuts.
What's the governor's position on this? It sounds like he's essentially blaming the sheriff for the loss of these funds.
That's right. What the governor has said is that program and others like it across the state, there are seven other programs like this across the state that keep kids out of foster care while their parents go through rehab. He said he supports the program and all those like it, but he doesn't support sheriffs who decide not to enforce federal immigration law. And he said the sheriff could prevent cuts to these important programs if she would simply change her stance on enforcing federal immigration law. And so he said, in fact, that he believes the blame lies with her for not reversing her stance, as he warned her she should do before he cut the funding.
But yet foster care remains a priority for Governor Abbott, doesn't it?
It does. And that's sort of the, I guess, irony of this entire situation. The governor made fixing the broken foster care system in the state of Texas a legislative priority at the beginning of the year in January. He also made banning sanctuary cities, cities that don't comply with federal immigration laws, a legislative priority. And yet it seems in this instance, those two priorities conflict with one another.
Brandi Grissom is the Austin Bureau Chief for the Dallas Morning News. You can read her story about this at dallasnews.com. Brandi, thanks for your time.
Thank you.